Hey folks, I'm Colin Gurry and this is Podcraft. Hey folks, and welcome to another episode of Series 3 of Podcraft, the series on creating a peerless podcasting website, creating the best home you can for your podcast. Today, we're on to episode 6, and this week, so we're on to the kind of the second week, the second set of 5 days, and then this week, we're going to be looking at enhancement tools. Last week, we got yourself set up with your basic WordPress podcasting website. You now have a website that can deliver your podcast in an effective way. Navigation's all good, themes are all good, everything's working well. This week, we're on to enhancement. So this is the extra tools that you can add in that really make your website work really well and really draw in those listeners, grow your audience. So the first tool we're looking at and the one we're looking at on this episode is PrettyLink. PrettyLink is an amazing plugin. I found it probably a couple of years ago now, and I use it on every single episode I create. I use it on just about every single blog post I make as well. The principle is that in podcasting, you're always trying to get people back to your site. So in podcasting, obviously, we can't just link people to things. We've got to tell them where to go. So generally, that means saying a web address. So you have to say something like www.thepodcasthost.com/podcraft/blah, blah, 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 blah. And it always gets a bit long and very hard to remember. So when you're trying to get people to actually action something from your podcast, when you're getting people to actually try and go somewhere, what you want to do is try and create the most memorable, most easy, most short address possible. Now, you could use some external tools, like you get URL shortening tools like bit.ly. So you get bit.ly. You can say bit.ly bit.ly/something if you like. But obviously, that's a bit off brand. Now, PrettyLink is a tool that lets you do this, but within your own site. So it's essentially just a plugin that creates a tool within your own website that lets you create short links. For example, how this works, I've got podcraft.net. So podcraft.net is my main domain for Podcraft, even though it's on thepodcasthost.com. So all my addresses tend to be thepodcraft.net/something short. And I can create all sorts of resources, all sorts of pages on my website, but link to them with podcraft.net/just a short link, just one word. And I can use PrettyLink to turn just that one word link into redirect that towards the full link that redirects people towards the resource. The classic example and the main reason that I use it is for episodes. So I will say for the show notes for this episode, for example, this is episode 6, so that is 306, series 306. So that's podcraft.net/306. So that's extra short. But then I probably don't want to actually call the episode that. I want to be able to put it into a category. I want to be able to put keywords into the URL. So the actual show notes page URL will be something like podcraft.net/series3/episode on short links via PrettyLink. So that could be the actual URL. And all I do is use PrettyLink to make podcraft.net/306 forward to that podcraft.net/series3/episode on PrettyLink, blah, blah, blah. So that's what it does. It lets you create really nice, short, memorable links to other places. And it doesn't have to be within your own site either. So you can create short links to external websites. And the classic example of using this is with affiliate links. So if you want to link out to other resources around the web, but you want to be able to get your affiliate link in there as well, then you can use your own short linking. So for example, quite a lot of people use Audible. So Audible is a big sponsor of podcasts. If you want to link to audible.com using your affiliate link, which will be something like audible.com/blah, blah, blah, maybe lots of codes and things like that, then you could just have podcraft.net/audible, and then that would redirect to the main big affiliate link that you want. And so it kind of, it masks it as well as making it much more memorable. So there's a couple of benefits there. Now the final benefit that I think is really good with PrettyLink, and I use it this way all the time, is that you can make general links to resources or offers or places on your website which can change. So for example, on this course, I am directing you towards podcraft.net/website course for all the training and resources that I'm creating around the course. So all of the video tutorials that go along with this course, I'm putting on a page, which you can find at podcraft.net/website course. But that's actually a pretty link. That redirects towards a different page. Now, I've currently got that page set up in a certain place on the website, but I could actually move that resource somewhere else on the website, or I could move it to elsewhere on the podcasthost.com, or even onto a different website altogether. But that link, podcraft.net/website/course, would still be relevant, because all I would do is edit the pretty link. All I would do is edit where that pretty link redirects to. So it's a great way to redirect people to certain places where you might change the location of it in future. So if you have a resource which you use as a sign-up, a lead generator, so something that you give away, a report, a book, or whatever, you can have an address to that, say yourdomain.com/resource, and that would direct to whatever is relevant at that time. And you could always have that link as relevant. People will always be able to find something at that link, and you can direct them to whatever's working for you at the time. So you can change the resource, you can change the link, you can change the course, whatever it is you're offering. You can basically keep that updated with whatever you like, and it's always going to be something relevant, something timely that you can keep up to date. So that's the basic functioning of PrettyLink. That's what you use it for. Another added benefit, which I'll just add in as well, is that it does a lot of great tracking and stats. So you can see exactly who has used each link and how many people have clicked it, how many people have used that link. That's useful for a few different things. Firstly, you can see how popular that link is. So if you stick a link in your podcast and you want to see how many people are doing it, how many people are taking action on it, you can see that pretty quickly. You can see exactly how many people have used that link. It can also be really handy for tracking different sources. So say you're trying to direct people towards a particular resource and you try and direct them there towards that from both your podcast and social media, you could use a different link to that same resource in PrettyLink. So you can use one link from your podcast that goes towards that resource and one link on your social media that goes towards that resource. Both of them different links, but they go to the same place, and you can see how they compare. So you can see how many people follow it from the podcast, how many people follow it from social media. So you can see which outlets or which of your content is actually more effective for driving traffic to certain places. This is really handy if you do a lot of advertising as well. So if you want to track which of your advertising sources are working the best, you just give them all a different link. Give them a link per advertising source, and then you can see exactly which ones are sending you the most clicks. So that's PrettyLink, and that's how it works. The basic version of PrettyLink, you can get PrettyLink for free. You can just download it and start using it, and it's great. It does pretty much everything you'll need it to. There is a pro version you can pay for. The benefits of the pro version are, the main thing that I use is actually the fact that it puts the PrettyLink box into your post creation page. So I can actually create a short code for every episode just directly in the post creation page. It just saves me maybe 30 seconds to a minute each time I create a post. So it's not exactly a lot of time, but it makes it so much more convenient for me that is the main reason I paid, actually, because it's not exactly a high cost plugin. There are a ton of other features that come with Pro too, though, some more advanced stuff, including a lot of reports on how your links are performing. So yeah, have a look and see if you think Pro might work for you. But certainly the free one works perfectly well. If you want to go and see PrettyLink, go and find it, then go to podcraft.net/PrettyLink. And funnily enough, that's a PrettyLink itself. podcraft.net/PrettyLink. And that is affiliate link, so you can feel free to bypass that if you want. If you find this useful, then I would appreciate you using that. It gets me a small commission, but you can find PrettyLink on Google, no worries, if you want to bypass it. By all means, check out the pro version. Might be worth it for some, not worth it for others, but I really like it for just the quick and easy way of adding episode short quotes when I'm posting it. PrettyLink is just a WordPress plugin, so you just download it once you've bought it, or you can get it from the WordPress plugin store. And remember, you can get the full guide to installing plugins at podcraft.net/website course. If you haven't already signed up for the courses there, then by all means register, or you can go straight to the courses from the links there, and I'll just ask you to log in. So let's get to the task for today. I'd love to start putting some tasks on this course, see if we can get you doing some stuff, get you achieving a lot on your new podcasting website. So first step is to install PrettyLink. Go and find it, get PrettyLink, stick it on your site, and then create a few short links to some resources that your listeners are going to find great. So pick a couple of things on your website that you know that are really popular with your listeners and create a few short links to those resources so that you can start using those really nice, easy, quick short links on your podcasts. And then finally, go and post a comment at the show notes for this show, which are podcraft.net/306. Tell me what you're linking to. I'd love to see what resources you're using PrettyLink to link to. And I'm happy to promote your resource there as well. So stick that in the comments and I'll let that go. I'd love to see what you think of PrettyLink. So that's another episode in the can, another episode of Series 3, Creating a Peerless Podcasting Website. I hope you'll tune in again tomorrow, where we're going to start looking at podcast subscribe links. This is how we persuade people to actually subscribe to our podcast when they just find us via the search. So thanks again for listening today, and I'll see you on the next one.